When Congress approved a more than $1 trillion spending package Friday, they approved some $270 million in funding for coal-related industries. $160 million will go toward carbon capture research, $90 million for cleaning up abandoned coal mines in Appalachia, and $19 million will help retrain miners who lost their jobs because of the downturn in the industry. Congressman David McKinley from the 1st District of West Virginia says, however, those dollars are not enough relief for the struggling industry. He spoke with me, Ashton Mara, about his decision to vote against the bill.
This is not a way to run a government where you have a 2,000-page bill put before you with just 2 days to read 2,000 pages and understand what's in that. What we did find, however, in it was the lack of the Senate's willingness to include legislation that would help the employment situation in West Virginia. Primarily what we were talking about was the coal-ash legislation that we had passed several times. That was intended to have been included, but the Senate wouldn't go along with it. There was a thing we've been working on now for 3 years, and that was to help our coal miners in their pensions and health care. They paid into a fund that is underwater significantly. And then the third issue had to do with our underground coal mines. Whether people like the coal mines or not, these are jobs, good-paying jobs for West Virginians to keep our economy going. And that rule called the stream buffer rule, the EPA is trying to apply it underground. They're trying to promote it as an underground stream rule. So when you couple all those things together with there was no relief for our coal industry in West Virginia, that means it's going to have a marked effect on our economy here. There were some points that were very good in it. And as we tried to get through the 2,000 pages, we saw some of the language that we had asked for was included. But sometimes you just have to say enough's enough. This process doesn't work. So I opted that I'm going to vote with the coal industry and the natural gas industry that are hurting now as a result of what's been happening in the administration.
So I'm glad you brought up some of these, the good things that were in the bill. There were almost $270 million in coal-related riders, $160 million for carbon capture research, $90 million in abandoned mine lands funding specifically for Appalachian states, some $19 million to retrain laid-off coal miners and power plant workers. I'm assuming, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, that you think all of those are good things for the industry and good things for West Virginia.
Certainly they have chance. There's some potential. But keep in mind that you talk about the AML fund. We saw that in there, that there's some, I don't know, $30 million would come to West Virginia as a result of it. But what that's meaning is that just more benefits. By putting AML money in for benefits for coal miners, what about the benefit? What about helping the other people that lose their jobs as well? It comes down to jobs, the economy, not a handout. They want a job.
No, I think that's a good point, but there is money in here to retrain those miners and other workers who have lost their jobs because of the downswing in the industry.
Ashton, train them for what? You go to a town with only 500 or 600 people in it. That town exists to support either the gas or coal industry or machinists. To retrain them for what? The industries are gone.
Well, I think there are plenty of people in West Virginia who would answer that question and say, well, that's your responsibility. As a leader in the state, it's your responsibility to answer that question. Do you not feel that way?
If we don't, in government, all we do is create a climate. We don't create jobs. That's what a lot of people, unfortunately, think, that people in government create jobs. They can create government jobs, but what we try to do is create a climate that the private sector feels comfortable about to take a risk, because every time a new job is created, someone's taking a risk. They're wondering whether or not the government is going to treat them fairly and consistently. And if they don't, then they don't take the risk. And as a result, our people lose jobs. So what we're trying to find here right now is a way to lessen the impact of some of these regulations so that our people can find their jobs, can find opportunities. But yet we can retrain people, but if the private sector isn't creating a job, they're not being retrained for anything. There's not a job for them to do.
I think some people would argue, though, that it's kind of a chicken and the egg kind of scenario, that if the people on the ground in West Virginia are not educated for new industries and new jobs, that those industries won't come here. I know that you're saying that they're not here right now, but if they're not educated to take those, if they're not educated to take those jobs, why would new industries come to West Virginia?
I hear that, and I understand that there is a chicken and egg concept with that. I respect that, but again, at the same time, you've got to have an infrastructure, you've got to have roads, you've got to have a trained workforce. Our men that work in our coal mines, many of them in the machinist industry, they would be fine machinists, whether it's the coal industry, the steel industry, or the gas industry. They're not need to be retrained for that. It's just a matter we don't have situations here in West Virginia that are conducive to that. Now, I'm not privy to what all is going to happen in the West Virginia legislature to make that attractive for companies to be able to come here to West Virginia. I hear your call on that. My job, primarily, I believe, is to protect the industries that we already have from an overzealous and ambitiously addressed government regulators from Washington.
But do you believe, then, that a change in the White House, a change in who's the head of these, making these policy decisions from the executive level, do you think that will help the industry, a change, maybe if a Republican wins office? Does that help the coal industry, specifically here in West Virginia?
Yes, there needs to be a change because we've now seen 7 years of the Obama administration and what it's done. So, yes, a change in administration would I think it would benefit West Virginia. As far as whether it's a Republican or Democrat, I just want to know how much more is the next president, is he going to use regulators to govern? Why are we using regulators instead of Congress?
Congressman, if I can just ask you one more question, a little bit off topic. I heard you thought you agreed most or you liked the views shared by Governor Kasich. Was that an endorsement for the governor?
Oh, no. I'm not endorsing anyone. And I've told the governor that I'm not going to endorse anyone on this, not yet. But I've just admired he's tried to do some things. I disagree with him on some matters that he's done over in Ohio, but nevertheless, he's trying to do some things that understands what the coal industry does, and it's a state that's relatively close by. My profile, and apparently I have failed on that, and my profile I thought a great presidential candidate would be someone with gubernatorial experience and someone that perhaps has not been a governor that's operated with 200,000 or 300,000 state employees, has passed legislation, and you look at the names of the people and they didn't catch on. That profile that I thought was going to make a good candidate has not come true. So I'm watching to see what are the new developments. What is the profile that we should have if we're going to have a good presidential candidate?